As we continue discussing the concept of La'olam ayiftach adam piv l'satan, Derma in our Chaim, Simen Kuf Lamed Beis, Sif Beis, Paskins, that Kaddish Yosem, if somebody has to say Kaddish, if we're by davening, and it's time to say Kaddish Yosem, anyone could say Kaddish Yosem after Aleinu, or after the other places in the tefillah, even someone who has a parent, if the parent is not makbar on it. The Levush says that somebody who has a parent, the minig is that it's not said. The reason there's a minig that people who still have parents, Baruch Hashem, don't say Kaddish is because of our Yiftach Adam Pev L'Satan. If somebody's saying the Kaddish Yosim, people will say, oh, maybe his parents passed away. And as we've been discussing, a terrible statement can have terrible repercussions. There are many questions that come up in discussing this halacha. The first question that comes up is regarding Kaddish Rabbanan. So many Paiskim are of the opinion that Kaddish Rabbanan is different. And regarding Kaddish Rabbanan, there, even if a person, Baruch Hashem, still has parents, or even if the person has parents, and even if the parents are makbid, that he shouldn't say Kaddish, by Kaddish Rabbanan, there is a different halacha. However, I did see that there are many Paiskim who are of the opinion that even Kaddish Rabbanan should not be recited. And in fact, Rav Shlomo Zalman in the Sefer Halicha Shlomo says that indeed, if one is davening in a minyan where Baruch Hashem everybody has parents, so then Kaddish Rabbanan should be recited by someone who has parents. But, he says, if there are people in the tzibur who don't have parents, it's preferable, he says, that they should say the Kaddish Rabbanan versus someone who has parents. Up to the point that Rav Shlomo Zalman says that if someone is making a siyum, and the individual who's making a siyum, Baruch Hashem, has parents, the Kaddish, the special Kaddish that's said by a siyum, should not be recited by someone who has parents if there's someone there who doesn't have parents. He says, since in that Kaddish we speak about Tchiyas HaMeisim, in the Kaddish we say L'chaya Masya, L'aska Yason, L'chaya Alma, someone who has parents should not say it if there's an opportunity for someone else to say it. So there are many questions that come up when we speak about this halacha, about saying Kaddish, about the ability to say Kaddish when someone still has parents. There's a tshuva in the Sha'alos HaTshuvos B'Tzel HaChochma, a very comprehensive tshuva. In the Sha'alos HaTshuvos B'Tzel HaChochma, Chelek Dalid Simen Chof Beis, where someone asks him a question that this person apparently had already an older brother and an older sister pass away without children. They passed away during the Holocaust. And this person who's asking the question still has a father, but he, for whatever reason, is not going to recite Kaddish for his children who passed away. May he, the brother, say Kaddish for his deceased siblings, even though he still has parents. So the question that he first discusses is referring to this remark that we just quoted. And let's learn the words of the remark inside. The remark and Siman Kuf Lamed Beis Sif Beis says, Vayimun Kadosh Yosem Ach Aleinu Vafilu Yosem Vafilu En Yosem Beis HaKnesses. Even if there is no Yosem in the Beis HaKnesses, Yoymai Yosem Misha En Loi Ava Ein. Someone who has no parent should say the Kadosh Yosem after Aleinu, if even though he currently is not in Avelis, continues the remark, Vafil Mish Yeshli Aveim, even if somebody Baruch Hashem still has his parents, Yochel Amrei, he may say it, Im Ein Ovi V'Imei Matbidim. If his parents don't care, he could say it. And the question that the B'Tzel HaChachma tries to discuss is the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Yud Aleph says, and what happens if his parents aren't there? What should he do? So he has to try to determine, would his parents care or not? So it seems that, let's say the person determines that he knows his parents, and his parents would not want him to say Kaddish, even though they haven't explicitly told him not to say the Kaddish, he may not say the Kaddish. In other words, it seems that unless you know for sure that you received permission, or you could assume that your parents allow you to say Kaddish, then you shouldn't say the Kaddish. However, he quotes other Paiskim, the Maril. He says that's what the Maril says. It's that they seem to say, Ovav v'imay makbidim. Ovav v'imay makbidim seems to indicate that you know that your parents don't want you to say Kaddish. But if you don't know that your parents don't want you to say Kaddish, then you may say Kaddish. He quotes the Steichemet. The Steichemet takes a different approach. He says it makes a difference if this is a person who already is missing a parent. If the person is already missing a parent, then we could be more lenient and not wait till we know for sure that his surviving parent cares. However, in a situation where Baruch Hashem, both of his parents are still alive, there, says the B'Tzel HaChokhmah, we have to, according to the Steichemet, know for sure that they're fine with it. The Mata Ephraim, however, seems to say, and that's probably from where the Mishnah Berurah took his psak, that unless he knows that his parents don't care, the halacha is he should not say Kaddish. So the Bat Ephraim uses the words Shemi Yakbidu. We need to be concerned that they may be concerned. In fact, he quotes a tshuva from the Dudui Sada, where there was an individual who had an uncle who never had no children, and the uncle asked the nephew to say Kaddish after he passes away, and the nephew agreed. Not only did the nephew agree, but the nephew gave it to Kiyas Kaf. The nephew, so to speak, shook his hand in agreement that he will say Kaddish. And now his father, who's still alive, doesn't want him to say Kaddish. The halacha is that he should not say Kaddish. Now he has to discuss, now he discusses how he, what he does with that Tekiyas Kaf. On the other hand, if the son said Kaddish in front of his parents, in front of his father, and his father didn't say anything, certainly that is an indication that the father is not makbid, and he can continue saying Kaddish. Now the question, as we discussed, is this person, Nebuch, lost his siblings in the Holocaust, and he wants to say Kaddish, but he's concerned about his parents. So the Betzel HaChochma has a discussion. The Betzel HaChochma has a discussion saying that a parent saying Kaddish for a sibling who's no longer alive may be in the category of being mechabed an older sibling. And if one has an obligation to respect and show honor to a sibling that's no longer here, so now the question is, which sibling is one obligated to have such covet to? He says there are opinions that one is only obligated to show such covet to his oldest brother. And therefore the halacha is that it's only that oldest brother you could say Kaddish for, not if there's a brother but he wasn't the oldest, or not by his sister. Moreover, he wants to differentiate between the Kaddish that's said during the year, during the Shloshim, or during the year after one passes away, versus the Kaddish that one is said, that one says on a yard site. He says that a Kaddish that's said during the year after the brother passes away, or anyone passes away, is very important for that neshama, versus the Kaddish that's said on a yard site is only to help the neshama go to a higher madrega. And therefore he says, the Kaddish on the yard site, which is not as critical for the neshama, may not be recited if one's parents said Kaddish. But if one's parents don't want him to say Kaddish. The Kaddish, however, that's said during the year after someone passes away, which is so much more critical for the neshama, that may be recited. That's more of an issue to say. He also says, as we said earlier in our shir, that Kaddish Rabbanon is different than Kaddish Yosem, and we could be much more lenient with a Kaddish Rabbanon. One more issue he discusses in that shuva is if someone, Rachman Tzlan, passed away without children, and he has a father that's still alive, and he has brothers that are still alive, who is better to ask to say Kaddish on behalf of this person who's no longer here? He says a very interesting vart. He says, regarding the Kaddish that's said during the year, that is better that the father should say. Versus the Kaddish that's said on the yard site, it's better that the brother should say. So, l'halacha l'maisa, he concludes that he says, generally, people are concerned about somebody saying, parents are concerned about Kaddish being recited while they're alive. And therefore, he paskins that one may not say Kaddish unless he gets permission, as long as his parents are alive, unless he gets permission from them, or at least he could safely determine that his parents would be okay with him saying Kaddish. Again, he concludes, as we just said, someone who passed away without children, during the year after his passing, it's better that the father should say Kaddish. On the yard site, it's better that brothers should say Kaddish. Moreover, he says, what happens if someone determined that his father would be fine with him saying Kaddish, and then afterwards his father discovers that he's saying Kaddish and he's not fine with it? So he says he has to stop saying Kaddish. Certainly, he says, that doesn't mean that one can't daven, can't be the Shliach Tzibur. And in fact, as many poskim suggest, there's actually a medrash to that effect, that davening and being the Shliach Tzibur is a bigger taiva, does more for the neshama than the Kaddish. So even if one can't say Kaddish for someone whom he wants to say Kaddish for, because his parents don't want him to say Kaddish, that shouldn't prevent him from being the Shliach Tzibur. There's a tshuva from the Debrett Sinarov in Chelik Aleph, in the Shalos Tshuvos Ber Moshe, Chelik Aleph Simen Samach. There he discusses a halacha that's in Yoridea Simen Shin Ayin Vav Sifhei in the Ramah. And the question that's discussed is that if a parent passed away and there's still a surviving parent, and the surviving parent, because of, as we're learning, Al Yiftach Adam Piv L'Satan, doesn't want his child to say, the child to say Kaddish on the parent that passed away, he takes the approach that if the surviving parent, particularly if it's a father, doesn't want him to say Kaddish, even though it's such a strong minig, of course, the Kaddish is recited when one loses a parent, the inyan of Ayiftach Pev L'Satan, that is, and therefore the surviving parent does not want him to say Kaddish, supersedes the minig of saying Kaddish. That is the approach of the Be'er Moshe. Rav Avadya Yosef, in the Shaila of Tshuvos Yabia Omer, Chelik Gimel, Yerideya Simen Chavov, takes a different approach, and he has a long tshuva, and he takes the approach that even if we'll say that saying Kaddish is only a minig, but since it's such an accepted minig, a parent cannot stop a child from saying Kaddish, a surviving parent cannot stop a child from saying Kaddish if even though because there's a concern about Yaftach Pev L'Satan. So to review, because of the concern of Al Yiftach Adam Piv L'Satan, if one Baruch Hashem still has parents, he should not say Kaddish Yosem if there's someone else who could say the Kaddish Yosem. If there's no one else there to say the Kaddish Yosem, so now he has to make a determination. If his parents allow him to say the Kaddish, then he's allowed to say the Kaddish. Or, as the Mishnah Berurah says, he assumes he can make a fair determination that his parents would allow him to say Kaddish. But as the Mitzela Chachma tells us, if afterwards he discovers that his parents actually don't want him to say Kaddish, he would have to stop saying Kaddish. Kaddish, the Rabbanon, is more lenient than certainly being a Shliach Tzibur is not included in this concern, and one may be a Shliach Tzibur even if his parents don't want him to say Kaddish. Furthermore, according to most Poskim, Kaddish Rabbonim is more lenient than Kaddish Yosom, and even if we're being machmer by Kaddish, we're not allowing one to say Kaddish Yosom unless his parents allow him to, Kaddish Rabbonim is more lenient. Yet there too, says Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, that if his parent, if he has surviving parents, and there's someone else who could say the Kaddish Rabbanan, the other individual say the Kaddish Rabbanan, rather than the person who has parents, and there's a chiddush from Rav Vosner in the Shalos Shlita, in the Shalos Tshuvos Shevet Alevi, where Rav Vosner says that the Kaddish Yosam said after Aleinu is different than all other Kaddish Yosems, and that Kaddish Yosem, he says, is a chelik of the tefillah, and because it's a chelik of the tefillah, it may be recited even by someone who still has parents and his parents are makbid. Along the same line, this is the minig where on Yontif, where we say Yisker, the minig is that someone who has parents doesn't stay in shul. And again, because if someone will be in shul when Yisker is recited, and he still Baruch Hashem has parents, somebody may say it must be that this person no longer has parents, and because he no longer has parents, al yiftach adam piv l'satan, and it could be terrible repercussions. However, we should be zoicha to be lahamavas l'netzach, u'moch Hashem dima me'al kalponim, and we should not anymore have to be concerned with this concern of al yiftach adam piv l'satan. We should only bring brachas v'toivas v'yeshuas to Klal Yisrael.